But I wonder tonight if you're as thankful for a sound voice as it echoed back a while ago, amen. Folks, the day and the age that we are living in, we have elders that are dying by the day. We got good men and good women of God that are passing on from this onto their reward. It brings a joy to my heart, but also it brings a fear. Because I am watching a generation, my generation, that are selling out for nothing. That's just given up. That just have made up their mind that church is just another gathering. It's just another social club. And I refuse to blend into the crowd that believe that. I told y'all the other night, I don't have time to hang out with bums. And I mean it with all of my heart. If you ain't serious about living this, then I'm not going to be your friend. Furthermore, I probably won't even be your acquaintance because you are known by whom you fellowship. And I'm serious about going to heaven. I'm so serious about going to heaven, if I offend you, I apologize, but I don't apologize for the stance I'll take. Ooh, boy, I feel something in the Holy Ghost so strong. And everybody's saying, my God, Brother Maine, it's a Tuesday night. Oh, Jesus. Well, here we go on a Tuesday night. Now when much time was spent and when selling was now dangerous, everybody needs to pay attention to these scripture. And when much time was spent, they planned this thing, y'all. They knew what they were fixing to do. It wasn't just some impulse decision to get up at 10 o'clock at night and run to McDonald's and get French fries. They knew what they were about to do. And when selling was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them. Not just one of them. He admonished all of them. And watch what Paul would say to them. And said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading of the ship, but also our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. I'm thankful for sound voices. But my friend, if a sound voice in mine and Molly's life calls me up and says, hey, son, I don't just dismiss it, my friend, because I want to go to heaven. But more than just going to heaven, more than just being whatever I am right now, I want to be a reflection of him. That if all anybody ever sees of me is just somebody that goes to church and they can never see Christ in me, I have missed it all.
Yes, sir. Right.
That's why it matters who you fellowship with.
Amen.
Can I preach my heart tonight, church? You may be seated tonight. Many Many of us over the course of our life have looked back and understood that it was only by the mercy and the grace of God that we've made it to this point right now. Car wrecks and drugs and gang violence. Drownings and following after the desire of my heart. Circumstances and misunderstandings have taken the life of so many that we have been in acquaintance with. So many that we have known, and even some of them that would profess to be apostolic. Some of you under the sound of my voice right now, that you know without a doubt in your mind, had it not been for the grace of God, you would not be here right now. You would not have the ability to lift your hands and say, God, I thank you for your goodness. You may be stuck somewhere. Your life may be so different. But God chose that you get an opportunity to worship Him one more time. Your life could be behind prison walls. Your life could be stuck on the end of a drug needle. Your life could be wrapped up in mess where now all you know is how to linger with the losers. But now you get to understand what it is to be in the goodness of God. I never once implied and I never once said that it's easy living for God. But let me tell you right now, my worst day with God is better than my best day in the world. I believe it when Paul would say that, sirs, there is something about to happen that is going to change your life forever. This voyage, it's going to be with much hurt. And this voyage is going to be with much damage. And not only the lading of the ship, but also our lives. You better take inventory, my friend, whenever you don't give ear to wise counsel. Oh, when that counsel will begin to talk in your life, you better be careful not just to turn it off. You better be careful to say, man of God, what do you see that I don't see right now? Oh, I wish I had a house full of people tonight that you understand God is good. You better be careful when that telephone rings and it's your pastor, it's an elder that you put in your life that you trust. Never have I once asked Brother McLean, why? Brother McLean ever calls me Brother Tipton or Brother, oh my God, here we go. If any elders ever call me, they say, Tim Main, this and this. My answer will, it's not why. What are you talking about? You want to know what my answer is, even if I'm uncomfortable, even if I'm unsure, even if I feel like they are missing the mark. Somebody better hear me tonight. I've wrestled with this for over 24 hours constant. I don't ask them, what do you mean by all this? I don't belabor the point to try to figure out what God is saying. I just say, yes, sir. No problem. Son, shut the revival. No problem. God, we need the money. God, there's things that's lining up. God, we're having a good time. Everybody shut it down. Yes, sir. Because little do I know what God has already spoken into the leadership of my life. Okay? My God, every one of us tonight could testify of how much grief and how much pain we would have been saved if we would have just said, I am submitting 100% to the leadership in my life. I'm not talking about the leadership that you see as gossip in the church. I'm not talking about the fresh tea every week. I'm talking about spiritual leadership. To this point, that my daughter is a 3-year-old and she knows that whenever Brother McLean comes to daddy in service, she'll grab my hand and say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. 3-year-old. But when somebody that she knows does not speak into our life comes and they're trying to get real close to me, she'll reach up and she'll grab my hand and say, come on, daddy. Come on, daddy. Come on, daddy. You better watch how you respond to things in your life, because everybody else is at watching how you react. Oh, I wish I could preach tonight the way I feel. We're busy listening to voices trying to instruct us that I never see in the prayer room. I watch people where their life is absolutely falling apart and there's no resemblance of any fruit of the Spirit, and they're trying to tell me how to live for God. That's not the voice of leadership. That's not somebody that I want to take advice from. I want to take advice from people that has their face buried in the altar. I want to take advice from people that I have watched submit themselves. Because if we're never willing to submit ourselves, you will miss the will of God. You will convince yourself that the voice of leadership is absent in your life. The only reason why the voice is absent in your life is because you chose it. It's not because he was too hard. It's not because of judgmentalism. Let me tell you something. This is not a legal, oh God. This is not a legalistic church. We have to do this and we have to do that. I hope I don't hear any of y'all say, well, we can't do that. And we don't get to go there. And we don't get to do them things. It's not a get to or don't type situation. It's I'm thankful there's guardrails that's been put in place. Hey. Not saying, hey, this one time, do you mind? Hey, this one time, do you mind this? I hope I'm in tune enough with my man of God that I don't have to ask permission to do the gray area mess. Pastor, I know you preach about going to the movies. You mind if I go see a Christian movie? Son, y'all laughing like I'm crazy tonight. I don't believe in riding on a gray line, my friend. Because eventually something's going to grab a hold of your attention and it's going to pull you to the left or pull you to the right. My friend, a unbalanced ox will always walk in a circle. But as long as I can be linked up with spiritual authority in my life, I ain't got to worry about walking in a circle, because my eye is going to be affixed to things that I can't see on the other side. They didn't listen to him. They just said, oh, forget about him. Let me listen to the owner of the ship. Hey, now, nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship. There ain't a person in this building that you own this church. I hope your money don't try to buy the wavering of preaching. Oh, Jesus, here we go. They lightened the ship. Y'all know what that tells me? Listen to what I'm about to read. This is in your Bible if you want to pull it up and read it. It's Acts 27, 18 and 19. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest. Watch what happened immediately. Immediately. And the next day, they lightened the ship. The next day, they lightened the ship. And the third day, we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. There's nothing like a bad storm to hit your life to realign your priorities. You'll find out real quick what you need and what you don't need. You'll find out who's for you and who's against you real fast. And you'll find out that most of the time the only people pulling for you is that spiritual authority in your life and the person looking back at you in the mirror. But there's only one of them you can't lie to. You can lie to this man. You can lie till you're blue in the face, and you can look apostolic to the T. But eventually that baggage is going to get so heavy that no longer are you just lying to yourself, you're lying to everything around you. But Brother Main, I didn't expect it to go this far. None of us ever have. None of us have ever expected to carry out that far into the storm. None of us ever expect to lose our families. None of us ever expect to get cheated on, or none of us ever expect for them text messages to go further than a text message. None of us ever expect for yesterday to ever become tomorrow. None of us do. But when you position yourself to the point where you've done made up your mind that I can carry this by myself, eventually there will be a storm to wreck you. I promise you that. There will be a storm to wreck you to the point where it will force you to realign your priorities. And you're either going to run to God or you're going to run further away from God. But my friend, in the middle of it all, I promise you're not going to look like what you've been through. The ship was destroyed. Somebody needs to hear me right now. Y'all ready for this? The ship was destroyed. But they made it onto the land on boards. The broken parts of your life, when the storm hits, you better grab a hold of something. You better hold on with dear life. Because eventually that thing's going to carry you all the way back to land. And I promise you, once you get there, if there's a place of repentance and there's a place of re-understanding that, God, I should have listened to you the first time. Somebody ought to lift your hands right now with me. And that you can say, I'm going to make it onto the dry land. I may be broken and I may be wounded. I might be bleeding. I might be crying. I might be confused. I might be rejected. But I am still going to fight. I'm not going to give up in the middle of my storm. I refuse to allow my environment to kill me where I am. I'm not everything I need to be right now. I'm struggling with habits. I'm struggling with hang-ups from yesterday's. I'm still wrestling with personal issues. I'm still wrestling with emotional issues. But I am not going to give up and die. I'm still dealing with trying to forgive people, but I'm not going to stop. I might slip up every now and again, but I refuse for that to be my demise. I may not be where I want to be right now, but I am not going to give in to the mindset of Tim Main. Because I know as long as I'm holding on to God, I'm moving in the right direction. I may not be able to see it right now. I may not even be able to feel it. But as long as I'm holding on to that hand, I know that I can make it through the storm. I don't know what's going on right now, God. But oh, I wish I had some crazy Pentecostals tonight that you make up your mind. I don't care who's watching me. I don't care who's talked bad about me. I don't care who has slandered me. I don't care how ugly it's been. I'm going to chop the waters up all around me because I want a piece of that broken ship. I want a piece of what tried to destroy me, because what tried to destroy me is it's going to turn into my salvation. And if I allow it to turn into my salvation, then there's going to be other people on the other side that's waiting to hear the testimony of how good God really is. Because if my God was good yesterday, my God's going to be good today. I wish I had somebody to give God praise.
wish I had somebody tonight that you'd make up in your mind, if they're not for me, they are against me. You know what? As they're grabbing the parts of the ship, I don't think they looked at one another and said, oh, you is the one that caused me to struggle. No. Because when you're fighting for your life, you ain't worried about who you've contended with. Oh, I wish I had about 150 people that heard me tonight. When you're fighting for your life, you're not worried about what Brother Bob said about you 2 years ago. You're not worried about what Sister Long Tongue Sally had to say about you. You're worried about being able to get to the altar one more service. Because as long as I can make it one more time, God, let me tell you, every service that you are in, my friend, it should be the most important and the most exciting. Hear me. That should be the most exciting. It should be the most important service that you will ever be in. Because every service, it depends on, my life depends on every service. I don't care who the preacher is, if I can't rally with the word. And I'm more worried about who's preaching it. Then the words already become soft in my eyes. If I'm more worried about Pastor Crosswhite or Tim Main or Brother Watson preaching than I am about another big name evangelist, another hot shot somebody. And I want to be moved more with a name than the word. My friend, I'm losing it already. Throw popularity out the door. Throw all the emotionalism out the door. I gotta have a move of the Holy Ghost. Every service, it don't matter if it's Tuesday revival or if it's Tuesday prayer meeting. Prayer meeting should just be as exciting as you are in a red hot fire apostolic revival service. Chopping up all the waters around us. I'm tired of not seeing the baptistry move. I'm tired of not seeing new folks come. Oh, you're not hearing me tonight. I'm tired of seeing the one sitting beside me struggle. I'm tired of seeing people not pray. I think it's time to chop up the waters around this apostolic lighthouse. We may be broken, but we're not out. We may not have everything as fancy as a church down the road, but I'd rather be moved by things that are not as fancy as I would be moved with the Spirit of God. Because emotionalism isn't going to value anything.
That's right.
But when we're standing before Him that day, there will be a judgment call to be made.
Hallelujah.
That's why it don't matter what service I'm in. It don't matter if it's a church of 500 or if it's in the living room with my two babies and my wife. I treat the Spirit of God the same.
Hallelujah.
It don't matter if I'm preaching internationally or if I'm preaching to the small home missions church. I refuse to become stagnant in my walk with God. Tim Main didn't come to beat anybody up tonight. Tim Main came to speak life. Somebody should lift your hands right now and say, you know what, God? I'm thankful that I made it through the storm. Hey, you should have killed me, but you made it, and now you're sitting on dry land. Truth be known, a lot of the fault was your own. You brought a lot of it upon yourself, but God saw fit to show you mercy.
Yes. Yes.
You know you should have never hooked up with that gal. You know you should have never hooked up with that boy. You knew you should have never entertained that thought. Come on. That every one of you should lift your hands and you should be able to rejoice that God, I've made it this far.
By your grace.
I'm no singer by any stretch of the imagination, but oh, you didn't bring me this far to leave me now. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You shouldn't be here tonight. You should be out of your mind. You should be addicted to drugs. You should be wrapped up so in promiscuous lifestyles, and you should be counted among the losers. But you tonight have chopped up waters at some point. You have reached out and grabbed a hold of that old broken ship and said, I refuse to give in now. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you should have died in the storm. Hallelujah. But I wonder, really, how many of you can just laugh tonight and you can say the devil thought he had me. But God. Woo. But God. See, because the story don't stop there. It's when he landed on dry land is where the testimony started. It's where God decided to use somebody's little bit of obedience to say, let me show you how big of a God I am. So I'm going to take a couple barbarians and I'm going to have them look at you like you're crazy as ever. I'm about to save a whole country.
There you go.
Woo! Boy, that don't excite you.
Come on.
You should be able to win your neighborhood. I hope you're not so stuck up that you can win the dollar store cashier. Okay, never mind. I ain't going to hit that tonight. We'll get on another day. But watch. This is so exciting, y'all. I may lose it all right here, but this is so exciting. Y'all ready? Acts chapter number 28. This is what your Bible says. And when they was escaped, then they knew that the island which was come... Melita, or however you say it. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. Don't you expect to leave the church and run to the world and for them to embrace you. Don't you expect to leave an imperfect church and go to another imperfect church and expect for them to show you kindness. Because, baby, if you can't fix your spiritual issues here, you ain't going to fix it in another house. Right. Oh, boy, here we go. Jesus, help us. For they kindled a fire and received us, everyone. Watch, y'all ready? Because of the present rain and because of the cold. They might embrace you for a second. But watch what happens. This is in your Bible. Y'all ready? And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened it on his hand. Watch what's going to happen when you decide that you don't need God anymore. And things start attaching to you. Watch what the barbarians done. This struck my heart this morning. I'm in my living room. It's like 4:45 in the morning. And I just had to let out a whoa. I felt like I was a wrestler or something. I seen that on the radio when I was a kid. So some of y'all so nervous to laugh. If I laugh, then I'm saying amen. Y'all better relax for a minute because we're fixing to push it into high gear. Y'all ready? When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live.
Paul said, okay, cool, I got a snake on my hand. He just started shaking it. He shook that thing off of him. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. It's one thing to be spiritual, but it's another thing to be full of the Holy Ghost. It's another thing to profess something. It's another thing to live it. It's one thing to say I'm apostolic, but it's one thing to operate in the power of being apostolic. Oh, you're missing it tonight. You're missing it. It's one thing to feel something come against you, but it's another thing just say, devil, you tried again.
That's right.
Whoop. Putting you right back where you belong. In the fire where you live. And he shook the beast into the fire and it felt no harm. This is how some of our family looks at us. When they backslid, we so crazy about church. My little crackhead sister wouldn't just be quiet about church. She is so excited about church, y'all. She ain't even had the Holy Ghost yet, but she is excited about church. She is so excited about church that she got me to go to church. And I hated church. Didn't like preachers. Didn't like nobody in the church. It's all hypocrites. Some of y'all was very careful to laugh. Woo! Some of y'all was like, I'm into church and I'm one of them. Oh, that came out loud. Never mind. Let's move forward. I didn't come here tonight to talk about that. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen and fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds. They changed their minds. And then they said that he was a god. Woo! You know what? I want to be so full of the Holy Ghost, Brother Butler. But I definitely don't want to be a god. Hold on. But that's not the context here. They looked at him. Woo! We've seen so many people die from the viper bite. But this joker just stood here and just started shaking it off. He didn't even bother him. What the world? Snake comes out. I'm from Kentucky, y'all. Some of y'all should have like just went ahead and collected your stuff and left when I brought the big basket out the other day. What had y'all done if I pulled out a snake? Y'all know I'm from Kentucky. Never mind. Some of y'all don't even get that. Never mind. They made it through the storm. They've landed on dry land. The barbarians made them a fire.
Yeah.
And now they're set it up for defeat. It says, howbeit they looked. That's to watch. Y'all ready? Let me help somebody. Now I'm about to close. Howbeit they watched. They anticipated. They wanted to wait for the demise.
Yes.
You got people around you, even family members, that's waiting for you to fail. It is not the will of God for that to even be in your mind. Oh, I see you're going back to church. Oh, I see that you're on fire for God again. Oh, just wait, Brother Charlie, till you hit that speed bump. You'll be derailed. No. The only reason you're going to get derailed, my friend, is when you let that stinking thought get in your mind. And then if there's a speed bump that you hit and it knocks you off balance for a minute, then it's the voices that said, oh, you a hypocrite. Oh, let me stand here and watch and see how long you live for God this time. Let's see if you last more than 3 months this time. Oh, you're on fire for God now. Wait until God don't answer that prayer. It's that nasty negativity. It's that nasty spirit that you allow to attach to you. Y'all, I don't talk to some of my family members as much as I should. Because every time I talk to him, it's the same thing. I want to talk about the goodness of God, and they want to tell me how bad their life is. I want to say, hey, your niece loves you. And all they want to talk about is how life ain't great. Folks, there should never be a place in your mind where you allow there to be so much void that you start listening to everybody else.
Amen.
There's people that's watching you, but let me tell you the other side of the story. There's people that are cheering for you to make it. I dare say there's more people that's rooting you on to make it than there is for you to fail. I wish I had a church full of people that believe that tonight. There's people that's waiting anxiously for you to fail, but there is people waiting anxiously to see what God is going to do. But it matters what voice that you're going to give ear to. We get so disgruntled with church people because when I'm struggling, hey, I believe in you. Oh, that's just fluffy good. No!
Come on, brother.
It says, though them that are spiritual go and restore. My friend, if you ever start feeling lonely in the church, if you ever feel like people in the church is waiting to celebrate your downfall, then I would to God that you would go to 5 or 10 people and say, do you really believe in me? Do I really matter? And I guarantee it's going to be a resounding, you might get on my nerves, but I believe in you. You might drive me crazy, but I believe in what God can do with you. I may not agree with some of the things you've done, but I am here pulling for you. I get sick and tired of seeing other church folks so excited to celebrate somebody's downfall. It's like, hey, I'll buy you a cheeseburger if he's not here this Sunday. I've heard that, y'all. I've had pastors tell me, well, he prayed good today. I doubt he'll be even back Sunday. Why? Why rejoice in that? I don't have time for stuff like that. Because I was the one that everybody said wouldn't make it. I haven't made it to where I want to be yet, but I'm sure way further than where I was then.
Come on,
win is the win, bro. This means that the barbarians have seen the viper latch on and kill people before. It means that by every logical sense, he should have already swollen and died. By every logical sense, you shouldn't be living for God right now either.
Right.
Through every intellectual thought, you shouldn't be favored of God. But guess what? You're favored. Every natural circumstance said you should have died. Every legal advisor said you should have been locked up. Every medical sign said that you won't make it through this trial. You should be in a mental institution. You should be on drugs. You deserve to be in a broke up family. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Statistics would tell you that you should be mad at the pastor. Statistics would tell you that you should be mad at the church. But that's not the will of God. Because what should have killed you should be the propelling force for you to grow like you've never grown before. That trial that comes, that trial should be able to put a little bit of dance in your feet. That trial should be able to put a little joy in your voice. Oh, I made it through another one. Oh, I'm going through it. But God, I'm thankful that I'm not where I used to be. I don't have any testimonies tonight, do I? I don't have anybody that can say amen, do I? For a little while, it looked like the enemy was going to close in on them. Hey, and it looked like the barbarians were about to overtake them. But this man must be a God. No, it's a God that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It don't matter what they say about you. It don't matter what they say. It don't matter what they do. It don't matter what the doctor says. It don't matter what the psychiatrist says. It don't even matter what rebellious mama and daddy say. It don't matter what the financial report says, because that's not the report I'm going to believe. I'm going to stand and I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Because his word is yea, yea, and amen. Yes, amen. Hey, we ain't got time just to sit by and cry. We don't have time just to sit by and pout. We got time to come back to the house of the Lord with our mind made up. I'm going through. I'm going through. I'm going through it. Hallelujah. And the only evidence that you've been through the storm is that when you get through with the storm, you got a higher level of confidence. You got a higher level of commitment. You got a greater love for the things of God. You got a greater faith. And you got a testimony that you're willing to share with the world. But you don't understand, Brother Maine. I don't have to understand. Because if you don't want it, I do.
I want it. Come on.
Can I say something ugly one time tonight? If you don't move in service, don't come and ask me for prayer afterwards. If you're not responding to the Holy Ghost, don't come to me and say, Brother Maine, do you feel a word for me? Yeah, I'll feel a word for you. You're going to die.
Come on, come on.
What do you mean I'm going to die? Well, your life is really irrelevant right now, ain't it? I mean, you don't even want to respond to God.
Come on.
So that'll be my one mean time tonight. Thank you.
Come on.
But if you're not quick to be responsive to the things of God, then why do the spiritual things even matter? That's why you'll see me tucking away in the corner for a minute so I can come down and I can be human again. You say, oh, there he goes. He thinks he's a God. No, 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 no. I am telling you there are things. There's people every service. And I'm not just talking about Apostolic Lighthouse that are so quick to get a personal touch from God, but they can't even get in tune with what the Holy Ghost is doing right now.
Come on.
This word ain't just for the church as a collective whole. It's for every individual sitting here tonight. If you can't get excited about the word, then what in the world makes you think you can have a personal revival? Woo! But Brother Maine, you don't understand. I'm going through all of this mess. I'm going through mess in my marriage. On my job. With this sickness. With this financial struggle. My God, you better lift your voice and praise God that you're going through. And I'm closing tonight. If somebody wants to come and help me, there's people in this house tonight that you need to shake things off for good. You need to shake off the fear. You need to shake off the complacency.
Come on.
Brother, I don't think when that viper latched onto him, he was just like, oh, cool, there's a snake. Nah, I believe he said, nah, this ain't my day. This ain't going to be my failure. This ain't going to be my demise. That rebellious kid ain't going to keep me from going to church. Oh, I wish I had some mom and dads to jump up and scream, amen. Because I believe when he began to shake, he began to worship God. God, I know this is about to kill me, but God, if you'll save me, I'm going to live for you. Woo. God, I don't understand why this just happened, but God, I'm still rejoicing. It's shaking that depression loose. It's shaking that addiction loose. It's shaking off that pride, that ego. It's shaking off that spirit of lust. It's shaking off that spirit of pride. And it's shaking. It's shaking for everything around them. He was shaking for his family. He was shaking for his health. That's why it matters when the Holy Ghost starts moving, that you start moving with the Holy Ghost. That's where it matters. You might be fighting hell right now, but I refuse to sit still and fight hell. I wonder how many things you've struggled with that you, instead of shaking it off, you just pet it for a little while. Woo! I wish somebody had their dancing shoes on tonight. I wish somebody had their mind made up. Mama and daddy don't want to live for God, but I'm going to live for God. Pastor had to rebuke me, but I'm going to live for God. I'm not being used right now, but I'm positioning myself to be used of God. I don't understand everything going on, but I'm going to stand fast and I'm going to see the salvation of the Lord. I'm going to see God work in me again. That's every individual in this house. That is every individual that is ready for God to move. That on this Tuesday night, I am going to take inventory of the storm that I have been going through. And I am going to say, I refuse to stay the same as I've always been. Woo! Whoa, hallelujah. Hey. For 2 weeks, and I'm already tired of seeing y'all. I'm already tired of seeing some of y'all frowning every service. You know what my greatest prayer is right now? Is that God would restore some of your laughs and your smiles. That you'd get so full of the Holy Ghost tonight that sure, maybe you might fall out. Sure, maybe you might cut a rug. Sure, you might come to the altar and pray through. But I wish you would get so full of the Holy Ghost that you allow God to give your smile back. Come on, I can't do it for you. You might as well to respond to God right now. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and I'm fighting for the Lord. I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and I'm fighting for the Lord. Oh. I've been up and I've been down, but I'll never turn around, cause I'm fighting.
Come on, there it is.
For the Lord.
Come on, turn loose.
If I hold out,
hey, listen to me tonight. Listen to me. Some of y'all are worried about what other people are going to think if you cut a rug. I want you to respond to the Holy Ghost like God has already fulfilled what you have been struggling with and going through. Come on. Y'all ready? What if tonight would change forever? Would you respond? If you knew that your response would change the way you felt when you got home. Come on, they're going to play it again. But I hope you respond.
Fighting for the Lord. Promise him I would serve until I die. And I'm fighting, fighting for the Lord. I'm a soldier, soldier on the battlefield. Oh, and I've been down, but I'll never turn around, cause I'm fighting for the Lord. born and I didn't have a doubt. I knew that the Lord would bring me out. Knelt down on my knees, cried, Lord, help me please. Got up singing, shouting victory. This morning I didn't have a doubt. I knew that the Lord would bring me out. Got down on my knees, cried, Lord, help me please. Got up singing, shouting victory.
Tonight. Come on, lift your voice for victory. Lift your voice for your victory. Hallelujah. Woo. Come on, your victory tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Are you appreciative of the glory of the Holy Ghost? The victory of the Lord. You just soak in tonight. Soak in what God has done tonight in this place. What God is still doing right now. Yes. Come on, I want you to feel the meaning. Come on, feel the meaning tonight. Feel the weight of the meaning of victory tonight. Come on, let the Holy Ghost fill your fountain tonight. Come on, let the Holy Ghost just fill your fountain. Let it fill your fountain full. See, the Holy Ghost wants to give more than splash tonight. God wants to saturate deep inside. God wants to saturate deep inside the heart. Hallelujah. Just a shower and a splash tonight's not going to do. Because God wants victory to be all inside of your life. That flow. The glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God don't want you to reside in defeat no more. God wants victory in your life. Amen. Would you lift your hands right now and just reach up to the Lord. Just feel after the Lord again. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Just open up. Hallelujah. Just open up. Come on. Would you get? Come on. There's some things that God's given right now. There's some great things God has given in the Holy Ghost. There's some things in the Spirit that God is trying to give to you right now. Holy, holy, holy God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, I do love you and will not fail you. See, I do love you and will not fail you. See, I do love you and do not fail you. I am the God that will keep you. Somebody just shut the door behind you. Amen. Shut the door behind you. The things behind you tonight. Amen. The glory of the Lord's in this place for a purpose. Yes. Hallelujah. God wants you to have joy and victory in your life. Will somebody just shut the door behind you? Shut your past behind you. Amen. I'm ready, God, for that new beginning, that new relationship. Amen. I'm ready to upgrade and advance. Hallelujah. How many is ready for that upgrade and advancing? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Would you go to somebody right now? Just go to somebody. Amen. Sister to a sister, preferably, unless it's your family member. I want you to just get them by the hand. Amen. Get them by a hand. Amen. And I want you to pray for them. Lord, thank you for their victory. Lord, I thank you for their victory tonight. Lord, I thank you for their victory. I thank you for their victory, Jesus, that personal victory. Hallelujah. Thank you for their victory tonight. Thank you for their victory, Jesus. Thank you for their victory.
To the storms over.
Hallelujah.
Not because I'm good.
I worship you, Lord.
Not because I'm great. Not because I'm strong.
Hallelujah.
But I just held on. And I held on to the storm. So
hallelujah. If you could find your seat just for a moment, I want to show you. Sometimes Pentecostals, apostolics just don't know what to do in the move of the Holy Ghost. I want you to sit back and let the Holy Ghost minister to you. God's not done. Amen. God's not done. I want you to just lean back in your chair, close your eyes, and receive. Sister Crosswhite, sing that. God's ready to minister a little deeper in your heart. There's something else he's given tonight in the Holy Ghost. Go ahead.
But I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero. I don't have all the answers, but I held on till the storm was over. It's not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong, but I just held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers, but I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong, I just held on. I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers, but I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong, because I held on. Keep on. Be brave. Hold fast. Have faith. Pray hard. Fear not. Stay strong. Keep on. Keep on. Be brave. Hold fast. Have faith. Pray hard. Fear not. Stay strong. Keep on. Do not turn to the left or the right, but straight ahead with the cross in sight. He will guide you safely on to where troubles come no more. If you'll hold on until the storm is over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers, but I held on until the storm was over. It's not because I'm good, not because I'm strong, not because I'm great, but I just held on, and I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers, but I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong. I just held on.
The worth of victory right now, the value of victory right now in the Holy Ghost. You've been through the storm. You've been through the pain. And now it's been worth holding on, isn't it? Worth it. It's worth walking with God through the valley. Stand with Him. Amen. We don't deserve Him, but any good tonight? Would you lift your hands and thank the Lord for His goodness? Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you for your goodness, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that I can love. And I can feel your love. Thank you for it tonight, Lord. I praise you. I worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you tonight, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord has worked tonight. But the Lord has healed. The Lord has visited. And the Lord is not done. Amen. God wants this to go on home with you. Hallelujah. God wants you to take this with you. Amen. Because God is working. God is ministering. Amen. We're thankful for the blessings of the Lord. Stand. Amen. remember service Thursday night. But this will make your prayer time a lot easier.